Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, I am your coach, Jerry, and if you are new to the page, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button on your screen. Whatever platform you're on, make sure you hit that button. If you are returning, welcome back. Glad that you can join us this evening as we dive into a topic that to me, I feel is amazing because once you really understand more about this, it's not really boring because it gets fun as you learn about it. And, you know, again, the more that you know about this topic of the gut microbiome, then you'll start to be able to impress other people with your knowledge. And so hopefully I can share a few things with you, at least that I've learned, and even share some things that can help you in terms of your health and things for you to be aware of as it relates to your health. So again, before we get started, new to the page, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. If you are returning, but you haven't yet hit that like and subscribe button, got a couple of seconds to do it, okay? And while you're doing that, we're just going to get into it. So when it comes to the gut microbiome, what is it? Well, it's typically the area in your small intestines where you basically have microbes or essentially bacteria. And so when it comes down to it, there are just different kind of just areas when it comes to the gut microbiome that it can have an impact on overall health. So when we think about it, many times you've heard, you know, gut microbiome, this is, you know, where a lot of things go on that, but you've probably never heard like what it actually does. And so that's what we're going to get into. And I also have some research, so that way you know that I'm not making this up, as I usually say. But when it comes down to it, the gut microbiome can actually play a critical role when it comes to human health. And so when we think about it, the one of the areas that the gut microbiome can play, I guess, a vital role in is digestion. And so when you think about it, you consume food. Most of us consume, probably eating some right now, but you're consuming that food. Now, what happens to that food? To you, you probably like it went into my body and it does something else. And the next thing that I know is it's likely coming out. But there are just different processes in between, and one of them is digestion. And so when we think about it, the gut microbiome has all of this bacteria. And where I like to look at it as you have basically a fortress. You pretty much have security in place. The more bacteria or microbes that you have, the more fortification that you have in terms of being able to filter out those foreign agents that can otherwise do harm to the body. And so one of, again, the areas that the gut microbiome is just proficient in is it helps with aiding in the digestion of food. And so this kind of goes to, you know, our question earlier, why is the gut microbiome important? Well, it aids in digestion by breaking down the fibers that the body cannot digest. Because many of you probably didn't know that the body is not able to break down fibers on its own. And so it needs some help. And so that's where the gut microbiome comes in at. And so it basically transforms those fibers into short chain fatty acids. We like to use the acronym SEFA, okay? And these are key for the gut health. Another thing that it can do is aid with the immune system, okay? You probably heard that. If you haven't, then going to share that with you. So I want to say about 80%, okay, of your immune producing cells live in the intestinal tract, okay? And so when you think about it, the gut microbiome basically helps your gut system as an infant and maintaining as an adult. And we'll actually see this when we look at this article that I wanted to share with you, because when it comes down to it, we are basically going to see that when you look at the gut microbiome, it can basically just provide or using different antibiotics can alter the effects of the gut microbiome. So an article that I was looking at basically shows how antibiotics can have an alternative impact on the gut microbiome. So basically causing there to be an inverse relationship. Okay. So I'll share that shortly because I do want you to see this research so that we can kind of see the visuals of what is going on. So another area that the gut microbiome can help with, like I mentioned earlier, is pathogens. So when you think about having a healthy gut microbiome, this can help with protecting against pathogens or diseases. And so your body can be subject to a lot of activity. And one of the things is just diseases and pathogens. And so what do you do about that? Because obviously on your own, you are likely not able to just say, you know what, I'm just going to get rid of this, or I can take an antibiotic or some type of medicine. You could likely do that, but like we'll see in this research article, that can have an alternative or it can have just a negative impact or effect. And so when we think about it, having a healthy gut microbiome can protect against pathogens and diseases. So again, like I talked about, you have this fortress, you have this security stronghold. And so when you have this set up, it basically is going to allow your body to pretty much act like a security team, if you will. And so this means that don't necessarily have to incorporate necessarily other medicines, but when you have basically this environment of healthy microbes, and we'll talk about how you can do that. Once you have this environment, you can, your body is pretty much in a success mode, okay? To where if something negative comes into your body, it's able to just knock it out, get it out of there. And that is a good thing that you want your body to do, is to protect you, even when you are not even aware of it. Okay. Another thing that the gut microbiome can do is longevity. So obviously, when we think about a healthy gut microbiome and just having a lot of good bacteria, that bacteria is basically like, hey, we are just on guard. We're looking for anybody who does not belong in this area. You are getting kicked out. We are standing on business for real. And so when you think about that, protecting against pathogens will lead to, you know, when we think about this notion of longevity, because again, you think about it, if your gut is protecting against all of these foreign agents that could otherwise cause oxidative stress or even cancer, but they're able to protect against that in your immune system, this is likely going to help set you up when it comes to longevity, because your body is not going to be subject to being attacked so much because it's being protected. So think about it. If you have basically this defense around you, let's say you're living in a home or even an apartment, you have this strong defense around you, then you're likely going to be unaffected, you know, by a lot of threats because you have a strong security team essentially around you. But let's say you don't have that strong security team, anybody can jump over the fence. You'll realize that sooner or later you're going to get attacked. Now, what is going to be the severity? I don't know. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but you understand that this is just an example. So let's get into some research because I do want you to see this. And I know that I like to cram a lot of information in a short amount of time. So I do want you to bear with me 1 second as I share this information with you, because trust me, you don't want to miss this. So let's see. There we go. So let me move this over. Apologize if you hear any background noise, family. So when we look, let's get back there. There we go. So when we look at this, and I know that I pretty much skipped down, this is basically an article talking about antibiotics and the gut microbiome. And so, again, like I always share, when you look at the abstract, this is pretty much a high-level overview of what the particular article is talking about. So it may include a summary. It will include brief results. It will include the conclusion as well as some base information about what is going on. But it would basically provide you with this high-level summary in a paragraph form. So that way you can kind of get an idea of like, okay, this is what I'm looking forward to. Okay. It's in so many words, kind of like an agenda that can help guide you as you're going through the article. So as we look here again, this is probably about 8 pages, but it's dense in terms of key information, at least that I thought. And so when we look at it, we can see that from this first sentence here, and apologize that my highlighter is breaking up, but you can at least see that, the gut microbiota is a diverse community of bacteria, fungi, viruses, protozoa living in the gastrointestinal tract. Okay. So that's pretty much what I shared earlier. You have a community of bacteria, fungi, and that's good. And that's what you want, because otherwise, if you don't have this variety, then it's hard for your body to protect against when it comes to just foreign agents, you know, whether it is a virus or even a common cold or even a disease. And this can also affect the turnaround time that you can actually heal or even get better when it comes to encountering these different types of sicknesses or illnesses. So as we look at it, one of the things, at least with this article, and I'm just trying to go through it briefly, was that when you look at it, we also see that the human gut microbiota is a complex ecosystem, basically kind of touching on what we talked about earlier, having a diverse diverse community of bacteria, fungi, etc. So when we think about it, the gut microbiota consists of thousands of bacteria, okay? And then let's see, I want to show you something else. Yeah, so just kind of going through this briefly, because again, I want you to just see some of the key information. But it says the gut microbiota plays an important role in the metabolism of nutrients. Our gut microorganisms aid in the digestion of fiber and complex carbohydrates, which are unable to process on their own. Then they generate SEFA, which we talked about earlier. So again, I wanted to show you just some of this information that I briefly covered with you. Again, so that way you know that I'm not making this up, but that this is actually, you know, real information. Because a lot of people try to sound intelligent and, you know, they won't really fact check, but I want you to see what I'm sharing, which is true. So when it comes down to it, this is a image that I want you to see. So there are three sections. You have the stomach, and this is called the duodenum. And then you have the second section, which is known as the jejunum and ileum. Okay. And this is where you have, in each one of these, you have lactobacillus. And I want to say in this one, the stomach, you have staphylococcus. And then in the jejunum, you have bifidobacterium. Familiar with these, seen them a lot. And then you have the colon, which I'm sure most of you are aware of. But here you have bifidobacterium, lactobacillus, streptococcus, etc. But these are just some of the bacteria that live in each of these areas, okay? And then this also shows the bacteria count, okay? So these are, again, just kind of points that show some of the benefits of the gut microbiome, like we talked about digestion of complex carbs and nutrient synthesis, immune system, protection against pathogens. And one thing you probably wasn't aware of is the gut-brain axis. Axis communication. So there is actually a link between the gut and the brain. And sometimes you may have heard of the gut microbiome being referred to as the second brain. And this is because there are actually studies that have shown that this can be a link towards, you know, anxiety and depression in this section right here. where it talks about how the digestive system or how there's a link between the gut and the brain that links the digestive system to the mental and cognitive health. And this can also affect, you know, neuroinflammation, your behavior, and just other areas. But again, this likely points to some connections when you think about depression, anxiety, cognitive behavior, and just neurodevelopmental issues. So again, a lot of people don't really think that when it comes to all of these, you know, brain-related or cognitive-related diseases or issues, a lot of times it can actually be traced back to the gut microbiome, seeing if there are any imbalances in the gut microbiome. Why? Well, because if there is an imbalance, or, you know, as we see here in this study where it showed that when you have different, or at least in this section that I read, was that, you know, pregnant women who were prescribed different antibacterials or even antibiotics during labor showed that there was a lower of infection rates, or at least the goal was to lower infection rates. However, it also shows that the antibiotics could change the diversity of the microbes in the infant's gut. Then this could also have an impact on the infant's microbiota as they develop. So think about that. You know, you take an antibiotic, if you're in labor for the women, you take an antibiotic, but that antibiotic can, you know, it's designed to lower the infection rates and to prevent the spread of streptococcus, but it can also inhibit the good bacteria that is present in the gut microbiome, thus causing there to be issues with the infant's gut microbiome as they develop. Now, you may say, what is the big deal with that? Well, the big deal with that is as that infant grows, they could start to develop some neurological disorders, especially if the woman was taking the antibiotics that was likely prescribed by the doctor. Okay, so that is important to kind of ask questions about, you know, what is this antibiotic? Is it really necessary? What are the side effects? Really getting that information, because it can have some lasting impacts that can be quite traumatic and stressful, you know, especially when it comes to the development of kids who, you know, likely wasn't aware of what was going on. And so when we think about this study, again, it's pretty intensive in terms of the information, so much here, but at least you can kind of see how the gut microbiome is just important when we think about health. You know, one of the things I would say, and again, I'll kind of go back up to the top to show you that this is the title. But one of the things I want to share is when it comes to the gut microbiome, it is very important that we really understand what it does, which I kind of shared, is it's basically this community of diverse bacteria, pretty much helping to provide a fortress. So as you're consuming food, you need something that's going to help with protecting your body so that when you consume food, you don't have food that is going to one area where it shouldn't be going, or you have, there was contamination in a food and your stomach could handle that. But if it's not set up with a lot of microbes, then it could lead to a potential, food poisoning, or it could just lead to an illness. And so when we think about it, these things are quite important. Now, they may not be popularized in the news, but again, this is why I'm sharing that information with you, because many people, you probably know them, or you may not be aware of them, but who've had just issues, whether it was related to neurological just defects, or just even neurological issues, or just even issues with the immune system, the gut microbiome, or just any other parts of your body or your immune system, where it was basically traced back to the health of the gut microbiome. So again, this is just some of the information. There's more, obviously, but hopefully, at least from this small piece, you have a better idea of why the gut microbiome is important. And hopefully I've shared, you know, several examples with you of that. So if you enjoy this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. I know I can talk for a while, but I basically just wanted to give you some information just so that way you can work with it. And then next time you come back, we can basically add on to what we talked about today. So hopefully, again, if you like this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Your feedback, your participation, your support means a lot to us, helps us to know how we can best help you. And you leaving us a comment helps us to know how we can better serve you. So in order for us to better serve you, you got to drop a comment and make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And until next time, I will talk with you later.